Bring him in. He's walking into the studio right now. Money geeks. AKA Russian Belhasa. Morning, my man. We're live. We put you straight on, bro. How are you? Sit down, take a seat. We got Money Kicks in the studio, man. You are
how exciting!
You're getting tall. You outgrowing me.
Last time I came, I was so short.
Yeah, you were outgrowing me, man. I think the last time we caught up was probably about a year ago.
Yeah.
A lot is going on now. If you don't know Money Kicks, if you don't know Rashid, he is doing amazing things here out of the UAE.
For sure.
You're like a businessman at the. How old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
You're a businessman at the age of 15, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on here?
Just living life.
Yeah. So you're gonna hang out with us because I want to get you on. We're gonna dissect. We're gonna go into Money Kicks
and the life that is Money Kicks.
And I want to work out. You recently were doing something for Puerto Rico as well, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna chat that. If you've got any questions for Money Kicks, get them in right now. You can message us if you're on the way to school. Feel free to use the Virgin Radio Messenger app or call me at 04-423-1000. We first met Rashid Belhasa, Money Kicks, about a year ago. He was launching his career. Since then, he's grown. And I'll tell you, you came in last time to the studio a little bit sort of shy. You have walked in this time. You were
confident.
Like, he's the boss. You see him talking?
I like it.
You see him talking?
He's making moves.
You're not only a YouTuber, you're an entrepreneur. There is a lot going on. You're only 15 years old. Let's talk about what you're doing. I'm going to run through some stuff. Tell me if this is legit. Yeah. You have your own milkshake and ice cream going on. What's going on here?
So I have my own milkshake and chocolate bar. My father owns the restaurant.
Oh, that's a good start.
Yeah.
So, okay, what's the? I've seen it on your Instagram. It looks like
it's looks
basically
so good.
As much chocolate in that in an ice cream that you possibly can get in.
So, like 5% goes to charity too.
That's good.
Oh,
I like that.
That's great. Yeah.
And I had a meeting. I never believed in the milkshake.
Yeah.
You know, my mother told me this will be big and this. And then last 2 months, I had a meeting with Chocolate Bar.
Yeah.
And over 10,000 milkshakes sold.
You sold over
months.
10,000 milkshakes?
10,000, yeah.
That is amazing.
You're getting all the celebrities to try it, right? I saw Amir Khan was having it.
Salman Khan.
Everybody, they love it.
Yeah.
The kids love it. When I go to Chocolate Bar, I see them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just sit beside them.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh my God, they go crazy, you know?
All right, so you got the milkshake. Now, what's this moneykickstore.com?
So I have the exclusive rights of Sprayground. Sprayground's the biggest backpack company in America.
How old are you?
15 years
old. Did you just hear what he just said? I've got the exclusive rights. I like this. 15.
In the Middle East.
Okay, well done. So these are the backpacks that a lot of the cool kids are wearing now.
Yeah.
And so you've got you're the only one that can bring them in from overseas here.
Yeah, to the Middle East. So we have the exclusive rights. Everybody wants to buy from us.
Yeah.
And we're sold out.
The first this is so month. Good. And then you do T-shirts and shoot. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, so I have a clothing line, me and my brother.
Yeah.
So we hired a team from New York, big team. They did Nike, like some designs of Nike and Tacoma.
Damn.
So after next month, you have a new clothing line called King's Ambition. Before we had
King's Ambition.
Yeah, we had a partner and then didn't work and we took over.
Man, listen.
Yeah.
I go to Sattva and get a t-shirt made. This guy's getting people go from New York to make it.
Well, let's get my team over.
Yeah. All right. So moneykickstore.com.
Yeah.
What I loved, and this was probably one of the main reasons why I wanted you in this morning, because everything was going down in Puerto Rico about a month back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you actually flew out to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
To go and support, I guess, the people there in Puerto Rico and help with the money, etc. What happened there? How was it going? Now, again, only 15. Mm-hmm. Who did you go with?
So Fat Joe called me.
Fat Joe, awesome, whatever.
Yeah, he called me. He's like, we're having this Puerto Rico thing, you know?
Yeah.
So when he called me, I cannot just say no. I have to help the people because also if they're not Arabs, so we have to show like the Middle East is supporting every country, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then Fat Joe, I told them, okay, we're going to donate. The next day I called him, I was like, I want to fly to Puerto Rico. He's
okay.
No, you cannot go. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
really?
Then I was like, okay, let me go back home and I'll call him. And then I was like, I was going on and I was like, okay, Rashid, you're crazy. Come in.
So you went.
So you actually went.
Yeah, I went with him alone and it was like, it was scary.
Was it an eye-opener for you? Like, did you were like, wow, this is...
Yeah, there's no water.
Yeah.
People are going crazy for water. Like, also if you're rich and you have like millions in your bank account, you cannot draw less than $100 in one day and the line is like crazy.
Really?
There's no water. It's crazy. Like, the trees are done.
Does it make you feel... blessed of where
of course,
you are?
Yeah. Feels me like, because I went to Africa before, Masai Mara. Mm. People are making their house from mud, you know? So I saw a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just show the charity because, you know, to show the people to get inspired. Some of the charity I don't show, you know?
Sure.
I make it private. Of course.
Yeah, which is good. Good
That's
on you, man.
Wonderful.
You're doing some great things. Money Kicks, a.k.a. is only 15 years old, a.k.a. Rashid Belhassa. A lot of questions are coming in. Mm-hmm. Atesh, good morning, Atesh.
Yep, I'm here. Hey.
Hey, quickly, you're on with Money Kicks. Ask him his question. Go ahead.
All right. Money Kicks, I just want to ask you, how do you enjoy your life as a 15-year-old?
How do you enjoy your life as a 15-year-old? Obviously, you're doing a lot of work. You're still at school as well.
Yeah.
So how do you manage it all?
I after this interview, I'm going to school.
No, what a life.
Yeah, so I'm living life. I'm really blessed and grateful. Like before 2 years, I was just playing PlayStation like a normal kid. And alhamdulillah, I just started my thing when I was 14 years old.
Good
and
on
now,
you. Yeah.
I'm living
you.
Life, yeah.
Abir, what do you want to ask? Abir, what do you want to ask Money Kicks?
Hi, my name is Abir Yasser, and I'm from Heartland International School. I want to ask Money Kicks, what's your favorite thing in YouTube?
Well, your favorite YouTuber or favorite thing on YouTube?
Favorite thing in YouTube when you get 1 million views, the first million or the first 100,000 subscribers.
What did you put up there that got a million views? What was it?
Oh, man, like over 10 videos. Like the DJ Khaled video got 5 million views.
All right, relax. Stop dropping all your names.
Name dropping.
The Nusrat video, I think 4.1. Ferrari 4.5. A lot, alhamdulillah.
So, Rossi and I have got an idea that we want to talk to you about as well, okay?
Yeah.
So just hang out. Money Kicks in studio with us right now. If you want to follow him on Instagram, he really does need the followers.
Yeah.
Let's just see
it's
how many.
At RS Belhassa, right?
I just want to see how many followers he has because I think he's struggling with followers.
It's just 863,000.
Yeah, 863,000.
No
so
biggie.
Follow him. Money Kicks, a.k.a. Rashid Belhassa, in studio right now. 15 years old, local entrepreneur, doing big things. Friends and hanging out. He drops names like Fat Joe. That's normal.
DJ I saw Colin. You in the music video for Fat Joe.
Yeah.
What was all that about? On a yacht?
I know, it was crazy.
I want to do that.
You know, it was crazy. It was after the same day that I met DJ Khaled.
Yeah. You went and filmed a music video clip.
No, I went to a fat joke. Like the producer called him. He's like, I have a hit for you. Come by the studio. So Joe's like, we're in the, well, I don't know, it was like a hood.
Yeah.
He's like, let's go to the ice cream shop. We went to eat ice cream. And then we went to the studio.
Wow.
And then we stayed like 3 hours. I was just playing NBA. I sucked. They were beating me up, you know? I was like, you know, I never like to lose. I was like, come FIFA. Let's play FIFA.
And then, American, and then you mastered FIFA.
So he's like, come by, come to the booth. Joe's like, come to the booth. Then we stayed like 30 minutes.
So you were in the recording studio recording vocals with Fat Joe.
It was DJ Khaled also studio. He goes records there, Wild Thoughts, everything.
Wow.
That's insane.
So when I went there.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
When I went to the booth, we took 30 minutes just to say that line.
What was the line that you said again?
Salam alaikum, Joe. Whenever in Dubai, we got a zoo in the house.
And that was a 30 minutes just to get that one line.
I was laughing. I was like, look at Joe's like, Joe.
Can we get a recording of that?
Yeah,
I want to hear that. Can we get a recording of that? Hey, listen.
Let's talk YouTube for a sec, right?
YouTube is huge, and you are on YouTube. I know you and Mo Vlogs, who are probably two of the most prominent YouTubers in the region.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so huge. Everybody, whenever we go to a school, mm-hmm. Now, if you're driving to your car right now and you're on the way to work and you're like, I don't watch YouTube. The youth of today have put aside TV.
Yeah. It's all about YouTube.
And literally, we'd go home and watch TV after school. That doesn't happen anymore. Mm. You go home and you watch YouTube.
It's true.
What is so big about YouTube and why the fascination?
Because it's like an episode, you know? Like more vlogs daily, 9 o'clock. People like, it's like an episode.
How does he do that? Every day he puts out.
I can't believe this guy. I always tell him you're crazy.
Yeah.
He's 24 hours editing. I call him, yo, what's up, Rashid? And then he's like, I'm editing. I'm going to come out 5 o'clock. He's like a vampire.
So he literally shoots all day, edits, releases. So basically what it is, you hold your own little camera around or you have someone do it for you, and you just record your day. I've tried to launch one in the last couple of weeks.
This is where I wanted to ask you, Rashid, because like Chris has just recently launched his vlogs. Yeah. He wants to do vlogs once a week. He's doing it now. Yeah. Fade Tube, right?
Everyone kept asking me, Chris, do a vlog. And I don't have the time. So I'm trying to find the time. But the hardest thing for me is
editing.
How many views? Hold on. How many views did you get on your on the ones that got a million views?
I got some million, three million.
I got 8,000.
No. See, in the beginning it's okay. I remember the first video I uploaded. It didn't get like 2 views in 3-4 days.
Yeah. Okay, but how does it grow? That's my question.
See, it grows like you have to go make collaborations and you have to be creative like me.
Yeah.
You have to be crazy. Like the LV Supreme people like, you don't do this, don't do that. But you don't listen to them, you know? And just do it. If you're thinking about something, just do it. You know?
Something crazy.
Yeah, you have to be crazy.
Talking about crazy stuff, I saw you rap in a car with the Louis Vuitton and Supreme
Ferrari.
It was only Ferrari, like, you know.
See,
how did that come about?
See, I was in Geneva.
Right.
We went to the LV store. I was like, "Do you have LV Supreme?" They're like, "Okay, we have." They gave me the wallet. I was like, "Come on, what wallet?" You know. And then you know we used our contacts. They gave me a backpack, and I was like, "No, I need more."
They're like, "What's it, this Supreme brand? Is very hard to get, isn't it?"
It's a collaboration. So if you buy a bag for $3,000, then aftermarket, the next day you can sell it for $10,000.
It's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can flip it, right?
You flip it. Yeah, so it's like an investment. People like are reselling it. So they don't give it to anybody. So I was like, give me, they're like, you cannot buy more because it's like a limit. I was like, okay. When I thought about the idea, went back to Dubai. I told my father, I need to go back to Dubai for 3 days.
Yep.
I went alone. Okay. Did the video. The next day, I come back to LV. They gave me everything. Everything.
I get you.
They opened the door. I was like, going crazy.
Okay, I understand. Wow. So Rossi and I have come up with an idea.
Uh-oh.
I've got an old Dodge Durango. I know you're up to Ferrari, but I've got like a 1994 Dodge Durango.
Does it still drive?
It does. It still works.
What was the company? Was it Foilex? Was it?
Well, Foilex.
Yeah, they're the guys that did it, right? Originally. Okay.
Yeah, you guys obviously got a really nice brand like Supreme and Louis Vuitton, whatever. Rossi and I thought we could wrap our car with like just another brand. We're not sure yet. Maybe Carrefour.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That will get negative 1,000 views.
What about Lulu
Hypermarket? No. We're not. Listen, we need help from people listening.
You're not going to really do this.
Listen,
what brand? What logo could we wrap our car with?
Do you really want to?
Yeah, I want to do the opposite. Does it ruin the car? Can I take it off?
Yeah, you can take it off.
Does it ruin it?
No.
Because this car's worth at least 4,000 dirhams. All right, this is expensive.
Money Kicks. How many views has that video got now? The car video that you did.
The Ferrari.
Yeah.
4.5, I think.
It went million.
Okay,
million.
So
this is it. This is what we got to do to get FadeTube up.
This I want to launch this on my YouTube account, FadeTube. We're going to wrap my Dodge Durango 1994 model with a brand that is going to be opposite to Louis Vuitton and Supreme. So what? I need a brand idea.
Ravi's.
I'll give you a hit video. Let me think about something.
Yeah,
I have a hit video. No, a real hit video, no Carrefour or Lulu. Okay. A real hit video.
We're getting a lot of suggestions on what we should wrap this car, but let's just say it's a work in progress.
Yeah, it's the wheels are in motion.
Money Kick says he's ready to help us out, which is good, Rossi. We're good to go. 7:48, we're on Virgin Radio Morning. Don't forget tomorrow on the show, cannot wait, Gerard Butler joins us at around 8:05.
Oh, so excited.
Pretty's very excited. Money Kicks, Rashid, I know you've got to go to school, man.
Yeah,
so we're
going to
let you roll out of here. Congratulations on everything
thank you,
doing.
Thank you.
From the charity stuff that you've been doing in Puerto Rico and I know around the region, which you haven't mentioned. Yeah. But go check out the bags as well. MoneyKicksStore.com. Go check out the milkshake as well that he's got. It's already sold 10,000. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
There it is. Money Kicks.